Hello, it's Kalina again. We have now come to the end of the first perspective, specifically the perspective of Billy, who is the adoptee. On the next two pages, page 16 and 17, is an example of the emotional processing that an adoptee might go through after being reunited with their birth parent, or just expressing how they feel after experiencing the family gathering through open adoption. Billy's first thoughts is as stated, "I'm so happy that both Mama and the Woodchucks got to celebrate with me today. I just feel like part of me is betraying my Mama. But she looks so happy to be over, so maybe that's not the case. I wonder what the Woodchucks thought of my Mama." The purpose behind our reflection pages for each individual involved in this open adoption experience is to show how these families slash relationships can be a lot more complex than the typical nuclear family. We wanted to try and portray some realistic thoughts that these individuals in these situations might have. Total disclaimer, as students studying adoption and the processes behind it, we understand that every situation is different in their own unique ways, and there is not one specific way an individual should feel about this experience. Instead, it's important to acknowledge the complex emotions these individuals might be feeling and offer support or even just a listening ear. This idea can be supported through adoption research, specifically another article by Scholar Siegel called Open Adoption, Adoptive Parents' Reaction 2 Decades Later. This study observed multiple families involved in open adoption and would check in on them every couple of years to assess how this type of adoption had affected them and their evolving experience. This article chose to focus specifically on the emotions felt by the parents who had been involved. This gave us the idea to focus on the bigger picture, touch upon the idea that every individual will feel different as an open adoption relationship evolves throughout time, meaning focusing on the child, the adoptive parents, and the bio parents. This article supported the message we are trying to send to our reader about expressing realistic emotion around complex relationships held in open adoption. It's okay to feel happy, sad, angry, confused, or nothing at all. We just wanted to try and portray an example of the complex feeling a child could have after being in a situation that involves an adoptive parent and a bio parent.